The Gist. From researcher to doctor to serving on many ME/CFS panels and working groups, Dr. Nancy Klimas has been in the thick of things for decades. Given that, it wasn't all that surprising that when asked about what's exciting her now in the ME/CFS field, she focused not on her work, but on the field at large. Taking a long-range view, she returned to her first ME/CFS paper from 34 years ago, which found chronic immune activation, immune cell exhaustion, and viral reactivation, all of which researchers are still studying, but in much greater depth now. As Nancy talked, the failure of the NIH in particular to provide sufficient funding came into focus. Steven Strauss's determination after his small trial of acyclovir, which is not particularly effective against the Epstein-Barr virus, failed. That the Epstein-Barr virus, EBV, was not involved in ME/CFS, effectively shut down research into viral reactivation for years at the NIH. Consistent findings of EBV reactivation during the early stages of a coronavirus infection and its consistent emergence in long COVID have changed the picture dramatically, however. EBV is now a big deal, and that's good. But Dr. Klimas also pointed out that HHV6, which is reactivated as much, if not more, in her patients, is hardly being studied. Chronic viral reactivation means chronic immune overdrive, and Dr. Klimas said that if any diseases exhibited chronic immune overdrive, they were ME/CFS and long COVID. That chronic immune activation comes at a cost, and that's immune senescence, a steady degradation of the immune system's ability to cope. So, what makes Dr. Klimas excited is the renewed focus on viruses and the immune system as treatment targets. She hopes to create a center of excellence for viral reactivation and human disease that can research viral reactivation and treat it. And that brings us to Dr. Klimas's biggest need for ME/CFS, a clinical trials network for ME/CFS. A clinical trials network for ME/CFS is Dr. Klimas' top choice in her desperately needed category. It would fit in the let's finally get serious about treating ME/CFS approach category. Clinical trial networks are designed to produce an optimal blend of rigor and efficiency. They are the antidote to the small, underpowered, disorganized clinical trials that have pervaded ME/CFS research and have not provided much help. The benefits are voluminous. Improved patient recruitment, a streamlined approach, the need for only one placebo group, better data quality, centralized databases, and shared best practices mean reduced costs and more reliable outcomes. A clinical trials network would mean smart trials, trials that target subsets instead of ME/CFS patients at large, something Dr. Klimas believes is the key to success in this disease. A rituximab trial, for instance, would focus on ME/CFS patients with signs of autoimmunity instead of taking all comers. Dr. Klimas said that if she had a great benefactor, she would slam some serious dollars into creating a clinical trials network. With that, we turned to her long-delayed ME/CFS trial and found out that it isn't a duplicate of her Gulf War illness trial. First, note that the trial is designed to be curative, i.e. it was what supercomputer modeling suggested could return people with ME/CFS to homeostasis or health. With the high rates of testosterone deficiency she sees in men with ME/CFS, she will first normalize the sex hormones, then attempt to stop brain inflammation with etanercept or Enbrel, then reset the HPA axis and stop the inflammation using mifepristone. The trial either has begun or will begin soon. Dr. Klimas is taking a staggered three-drug approach to ME/CFS, but she's leaving open the possibility that the right antiviral could do the trick. If ME/CFS is like HIV, caused by a pathogen that persists in the body, theoretically, it could simply be cured by eliminating the virus. Antiviral trials have been few and far between, but Martin Lerner's and Jose Montoya's work suggests antivirals can be helpful. Despite all the interest in herpes viruses, the past 30 or 40 years have not brought us any randomized, placebo-controlled clinical trials. While the current crop of anti-herpes viruses drugs is not particularly effective, some drug candidates are being tested for other diseases. Dr. Klimas's monoclonal antibody case series produced incredible results with long COVID, and at least 10 monoclonal antibody studies targeting EBV are underway. Another drug Dr. Klimas finds particularly enticing is Moderna's anti-EBV vaccine, which is in phase 1 testing now, and which she hopes at some point to try testing in her patients. A model produced by Dr. Klimas's chief computational biologist, Trevor Craddock, found that combining rituximab with a herpes virus drug was able to knock down EBV for long periods of time. Attempts to use antivirals alone allowed EBV to quickly roar back. Dr. Klimas also looks forward to the breakthroughs she believes artificial intelligence and other means of complex data analysis will bring. Her team's supercomputer assesses data randomly and in every direction possible using chaos theory so that no possibility escapes it. An email today indicated that the Institute for Neuroimmune Medicine has teamed up with Conquer CFS to provide people with ME/CFS with 2 months of free access to the Conquer CFS Emergency Reset course, created by Max Kennedy, a former person with ME/CFS, in conjunction with Dr. Jenny Jin, a CFS fibromyalgia and pain management expert. Find out how at the bottom of the blog.